Hi, I am Wolf Van Halen.
I've been with the Dario my whole life, with Van Halen on bass. There's just nothing better.
And I say it right, the Dario.
Huh?
Nobody f***ing says it right.
Who the fuck you are, Mr. Magoo? A dead ass fucking air, and we're gonna eat it, and I am going to rip your fucking face off.
This content's free. Our work isn't. So help us out and like and subscribe. Right, guys?
Right. Yeah.
Let's go. Hey, everyone. I'm joined on stage by Grotius Maximus of Gwar. He's been so kind to let me hold this guitar before he kills me. Grotius, thank you for joining us.
Oh, Chris, thanks for having me over here on the show.
Of course, yeah. Man. Have you watched the Rig Rundown?
Oh, yeah. I saw the Billy Joe Armstrong one, and then the guy, who's the Tom DeLonge guy from...
Yeah.
Yeah, I love pop punk mostly. So yeah, I saw all those ones, for sure.
You strike me as a pop punker.
Thank you. Yeah.
Do you shop at Hot Topic ever?
Oh, I pop in there on every... Well, all of our days off, we go in there, get some fishnets, you know, some slick rings. Yeah.
Now, we're going to talk gear as much as you want, but I want to start with this very subtle guitar for, you know... yourself, because, like, you know, this isn't very flashy or anything.
No, I mean, as long as it sounds good, that's all I really care about, right? Yeah.
Well, tell me about this thing. I'll hand it over to you, sir.
Oh, yeah, this is RIP, Radical Instrument Products. This dude named Rob over in Salt Lake City makes these bad boys, and I just love the shape, and he does a great job on the colors, and they play awesome, and they're fucking awesome. That's all you got to say about that.
Now, how did you get hooked up with Radical Rob?
Oh, so there was once a guitar player named Pustulus Maximus who was in Gwar for a long, long time. And he was my brother, and he still is my brother, but he's off getting cigarettes or whatever, and I haven't seen him in a couple weeks. So I don't know if he's ever coming back. He introduced me to Rob, actually, and I saw that Rob had made this outstanding guitar, and I had to have it. So we got this one. It's got a single... humbucker right here and a little kill switch right here, and I don't know, it shreds. It's got kind of like a wider neck, I guess, kind of like a Jackson, you would say.
Yeah, now how does that go with all the rings in your fingers?
Oh, you know, playing? I make it work. Yeah. I just suck it up, you know. It makes it harder, but I like a challenge.
So, you like to fight when you play.
Yeah. This is for taking out Gorgor if I need to.
Now, do you ever have any issues with, you know, whether it's guitar styles, guitar tones, with dealing with ball sack on the other side of the stage?
No, I'd say we're like two puzzle pieces that fit perfectly together, especially at nighttime in my bunk late at night when nobody else is around.
Who's the big spoon?
Obviously, ball sack is the big spoon. He's much larger than I am in more ways than one.
Well, I mean, his name, it's all in the name.
Right, exactly. He envelops me in his sack. It's like a little cocoon. I'm quite cozy in there.
Are there any other guitars you want to talk about, Grotius?
Yeah, I'll show off my other cool Radical Instruments.
Okay.
Guitar. Let's grab that one real quick.
All right, here's Paul. I don't know how you recruited Paul, or is he your slave or some sort, or I don't know
Paul,
what he is.
I'm sorry to say, he's my butt boy, and is that okay to refer to you as?
I love it.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. There's a mutual respect there.
Yeah.
Deep below.
Another Radical.
Yep. Same thing. This one's, what's that called? Neck through?
Yeah.
This one doesn't have one of those things. I don't know why. I don't really know how things work. I just like how they look.
But this one has two humbuckers now.
Look at that. This one's more for recording, I guess. There's also a coil tap. Check it out. Yeah. So, it's beautiful. It's shiny. It sparkles. Do you remember when John 5, back in like 1998, had one of these kind of like sparkly ass Ibanez guitars?
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, because that was kind of the vibe I was thinking.
That might have been like when he was with Manson. Yeah,
some shit like that. Yeah. So this one's cool, whatever, guitars, I don't know.
Whatever. What tune is you guys in? Do you guys even tune guitars?
You know, I don't have to worry about that. Paul handles it all.
I forgot,
me, so
Paul, the butt boy.
Yeah, butt boy. Yeah, I don't know. That's rude.
What do we got here? This is metal.
Right, he's more than just my butt boy. He's also my. We play catch on the weekends too. Well, we haven't actually done that yet.
One of these days.
One of these days we'll get there.
Paul's holding out.
Yeah.
He's holding out hope.
Yeah. I'm gonna be pitching. He's gonna be receiving.
Well, of course.
Yeah. All right. I like shiny shit, so I got this. What's this one?
It looks metal, but I'm going to say it's Electric Guitar Company.
That's it. Yeah, Buzz Osborne turned me on to these. I never met... No, I met... Maybe I met Buzz Osborne one day. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But, you know, I'm a fan of the Melvins. I'm a big fan of the Melvins. So I said, damn, what's that all about? And I had to have one, so I had this one made up for me. It's super heavy. You want to check it out? And the neck. You've played one of these, right?
Yeah. It's cold. I know that you guys are, you know, traveling intergalactically, but it's a cold neck.
It's cold out there in deep space.
Yeah. Going back to the Melvins, do you have a favorite Melvin record,
Grotius? They got too much stuff. I can't even keep track of it all. That's how you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be like Buckethead, Melvin. Just be prolific as fuck. Just put out a bunch of garbage nobody even cares about. I like the noisy stuff mostly.
Man, this thing, when do you play this, or do you ever play it? Is it a backup? Do you just use it to hit people?
This is for bashing slaves and fans in the front row mostly, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Another two humbuckers, yeah?
Yeah.
Probably for recording.
This is mostly a recording guitar, if you can't tell by looking at it. Got the mastery bridge.
Hell yeah.
Getting nasty and all warbly and junk, so,
yeah. Hell yeah, man. It's a beautiful guitar.
Yeah.
Well, should we go through the rest of the rig?
Sounds great, Chris.
Tell me about this stuff.
Well, thanks, Paul. Love
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Paul.
Just kidding. Okay, well, let's start here with my, this is actually Ballsack's Moog Theremin, so I don't use this.
You told me to smell it earlier.
Yeah, it smells really bad. I don't know what he's been doing with this thing. That's Ballsack's. So this is my Orange Dual Dark 100, my favorite amp of all time. Like to use this as often as I can. So we always have it with us, but right now, today we're gonna be using this Kemper, which actually has kind of a model of this in here. So when I can't use this, this is what we're rocking, is this Kemper action.
And so you're using a kind of a clone or a version of the Orange, I guess?
Yeah, and all kinds of stuff too. There's like a weird surf tone in here. You can do whatever, you guys know what.
Yeah.
All that junk. I don't.
Paul figures it out for you.
Paul does all that.
What about the line 6 down here, the rack unit?
Oh, these are great for just nasty space tones, you know, being Guar, being from space and everything. We got to really kind of bubble fart it up with with the tones. So, yeah, all kinds of nasty, wacky tones. I have the pedal version over there on my board, too.
Oh, yeah.
Love these things. Yeah.
What's going on down here?
Yeah, let's check it out. Oh, my Dr. Zayas, what's he doing down here? Oh, buddy. He smells really bad. Worse than the Moog, I'd say. I got him lodged in my colon last week, and we had to go to the ER.
Do you have health insurance?
I don't think about that kind of stuff. I just go in there and strongman my way through.
That works.
Yeah. Sometimes we got a Monchichi here, which is crucial. It's got little dolphins and hearts on here. Love the Monchichi Borgal Dorgal Dorgal Borgal.
Is that true bypass? Do you know, or you know, how does that affect the tone?
Yeah. You go in through there. You go throughout through there. It's just I don't know what true bypass means, Chris. Stop hitting me with the technical question.
Sorry, Grody.
Embarrass me on film here.
I'm so
God
sorry.
Damn. I'm more into the toys and how things look aspect. All
okay,
right, we got
what's
Leech
this
Woman.
Toy?
Yeah, it's a Full Moon Productions Charles Band original character from Puppet Master 2 or some shit. She spits leeches out of her mouth, and that's hot. So, love her. Oh, shit, what else we got here? All right, so we got all these banana pedals now. So, have you heard of this company?
I have not.
Okay, this is a Japanese company, Banana Na. Banana Na.
Banana Na.
Banana Na. So, I had to have my hamster jizz onto the controls because they keep getting
moved
around, and so hamster jizz, as everyone knows, is quite bonding, and so that works for there. This one we tried super glue and it just got stuck on the wrong setting, and now I'm fucked with this one. So yeah, these ones don't work. I keep smashing them all with my big huge feet, so that's why I got all these pink taped ones here.
I noticed they're not plugged in.
Oh, these are just from popping onto my board over here. And eventually, so I got this Voodoo Lab guitar audio switcher. The plan is to get all this stuff rigged up.
Paul, get on it.
Yeah, Paul's been super busy, so.
So he says.
Yeah. Well, he's cleaning my thongs and my fishnets most of the day, so. that is quite the full-time job. Okay, we got one right here. This is a prototype V1 from a company. We're not even probably allowed to talk about this one yet because, but it's a little prototype of a specialty pedal coming out pretty soon. That's all I'll say about that one.
Okay. We got Death a V2. By Audio.
Yeah.
Death by, you know, humanoid, Death by Audio.
Yes.
However you want to go.
One of those things, yeah. we like Death by Audio a whole lot. We got this Echo Dream 2. I use that on a bunch of stuff. I don't know. Anything with, like, weird space tones or robot sounds is kind of the thing, so.
I noticed they're covered up, too, you know, for the hamster jizz.
That's right, yeah, because there's splooge and spew coming from the spew saloon going into all the pedals and shit. I don't know, man. We just like to have fun here.
Man, I really appreciate it. The one thing I got to ask, if you'd be so kind, Grotius, is can we hear some tones?
Oh, yeah, let's get into it.
All right.
Oh, wait, hold on. What about my secret drawer?
Okay.
Holy shit.
Let's see it.
All right, check it out. Okay, well, every rig has to have some fart bombs. I got these at Spencer's. You just never know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Trust me, I carry a few on me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, gotta have some of those. And then these toxic wastes are pretty solid, too, in case you're ever in a pinch up there on stage.
Yeah.
You're running low on testosterone.
I'm gonna pull this out. You got a little bowl here?
Yeah, you never know when you're gonna...
Take a leak?
Make some eggs. Yeah, whatever. All right, that's pretty much it.
All right, you've been so kind so far. If you could play something, man. Let's hear your sick tone.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. get ready.
With an introduction like that, I guess, huh?
Yeah, wow. Okay, go. Really, Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me okay? All right, check this one out. Let's go work on this room. You guys know about sweet picking?
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Check this out.
Did you give Yngwie lessons?
How did you? Yeah. You read that on the forums.
Yeah,
that's right. Got some Paul Gilbert stuff too. A little three note per string. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Some legato.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to play with the rings on, honestly, like you mentioned, but. That's pretty much it.
I feel like you might have some warming up to do.
Where are we, Salt Lake City right now? It's cold, bro. I don't know where I am.
I understand. That's how I feel sometimes.
Yeah.
Not even traveling through space. I'm just a dude in Nashville.
Oh, dude. Oh, Nashville. That's right.
Yeah. Welcome to Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
The Volunteer State.
Put me on the strip, daddy. Yeah. I don't know. You want to hear some of these?
Yeah, let's hear these boxes.
I don't know. These ones are fun too. Anything that sounds like a machine or a huge animal or.
Huge animal?
Yeah, you know. I just saw Predator Badlands last night. Did you guys see that?
No, but what's your quick review on it?
It sucked. It fucking sucked. Don't go see that movie. Basically, the whole point of the movie is to save this cute little guy. Her name's Bud, and she's so cute. She looks like a little French bulldog, and she's all like, so sweet and cute. And then there's this like alien tie-in. Spoiler alert. There's Waylon Enterprises or whatever the fuck. That's all I can really. Oh, you know what? The most important part was that cute little dog creature. So it just really made me. Really brought a tear to my eye both times that I saw it. And whatever the director's name is, he's always going to do big things, kids. Watch out for that.
Watch out. I mean, if Siskel and Ebert were still a thing, which I know you don't know about, you know, Grotius, but you could, you know, take them for a run for the money, the movie critics.
Wow, you mean it?
Yeah.
So, you think I could make money doing that?
I would watch.
Actual money?
Cash? Yeah, maybe.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to talk to my people, talk to your people, we'll do the Hollywood thing.
I don't got people, trust me.
Neither do I. I eat my people when they're babies, and then I rip their legs off, and I drink vehemently through them. And I don't even know if that's proper English, but I'll give a fuck.
Back to the tones.
Oh, right, sorry. Okay, so yeah, anything that sounds like a big, crazy...
Animal.
Like a big, crazy predator alien animal. All right, fuck that. All right, here's my other favorite tone of the day. Check this one out. And you don't even need to know how to play guitar to do that one.
That's some close encounter stuff right there.
Yeah.
You're summoning stuff, and I don't want to be back.
Yeah. I summoned you guys here retroactively. All right, here's my last trick. My third one. Check this one out. Sometimes you don't even have to play, have your fingers on the guitar.
Let's hear it.
I'll try. It's all locked up. All right, let me try one more time. Oh, these knobs are fucked.
I really appreciate your time. I appreciate it, man.
Hey everybody, I'm John Bollinger with Premier Guitar. So, as many of you know, D'Addario's been a longtime friend of PG, sponsoring Rig Rundowns, and they're a longtime friend of all the players with their Players Circle Rewards. I've been using it for years, and essentially, they will reward you for the gear you buy. Open it up, look inside, there's a reward number. It's free and easy to sign up for. And as soon as you sign up, you immediately get some reward points just for putting your name in. After a while, you accumulate enough where you can buy more of this fantastic D'Addario gear. So as a Players Circle Rewards member, you get discounts on custom products and merch, you get free shipping, and you get a discount on the gear you're buying with your points or free gear, depending on that. And if you're charitable, you could donate your Players Reward points for musical education. So collect those points, buy the great gear, and let's get back to more rundowns.
All right, second in line, we got Ballsack. Ballsack, how
second
you doing?
Second in line.
I'm sorry,
Who's first?
Grotius.
The new kid?
The new guy, yeah.
The new kid is number one now.
He showed you
I've
up.
I've been usurped, all those things.
I'm sorry.
This is unacceptable. Last time we did this thing, you talked to my guitar tech, Mike Dirks, that jerk. Didn't even talk to me.
What were you doing? You were busy, I bet.
I can't stand this site, this thing, this whole, I don't even know why I agreed to do this. I'm number two.
You're number one in my heart.
Thank you. All right. Well, let's get this over with. I'm already sick of it.
Oh, boy. Well, can we tell me about this cool guitar? Come on.
Right now, this is a one-of-a-kind Ballsack Blue Jaw. It's my signature model, which will be available for everyone to purchase for an exorbitant price probably next year. I think it's probably going for about $12,000 or $13,000. What do you use, dollars here?
Pesos, dollars, pesos. Yeah, euros.
Yeah, whatever's the most or looks the prettiest, that's what we're charging. 13,000 small pebbles, if they're really pretty looking.
Now, when you worked with the fine folks at Schecter, I know you've been with them for a while now. What did you tell them
This is going to be my second version of this signature. I had a signature that was a V.
Yeah.
And then my second signature, I got in a fight with the master and I went molten for a while. I was a bit upset.
I just
let my rage out and it kind of melted my jaw. So I sent a piece of my armor to Schecter and they formed guitars out of it and it was molten in it. I've calmed down some of my old age and may have noticed I've cooled off a little bit.
Yeah.
So I've sent some more of this new material to them and they're making my new signature out of it.
It looks relatively light being made out of molten, but yeah.
They're calling it the Antarctic Crackle Ballsack.
I love the color.
Yeah, it's pretty friggin' gorgeous.
Now, Ballsack, you've kind of had a lot of different pickups in your guitars.
I used to play EMGs in the 90s because that's what people did.
Yeah.
And I've been using Fishman Fluence for a while now. I really love these pickups. These are a custom color Fishman Fluence.
Awesome.
And it's got the mode switch, so you can go from modern metal to the retro and it's got three different modes in it. I pretty much use the modern metal voicing on it.
What do you dig about that versus the EMGs?
Uh, I don't know. EMGs started to sound a little sterile to me after a while.
They okay.
Like, you just have a, with the voicing control on it, it has a lot more character.
Yeah. And I know, how does like a guy like Larry Fishman or any of the people at Fishman get in touch with yourself? That's like, that seems like a hard feat to do. We barely could track you down.
Yeah. Well, actually we toured with one of their main A&R guys, Ken Susi.
Oh yeah.
Used to be in Unearth, and we toured with them for a while. So I'm friends with Ken. And he called, he had my slave's number, and he called up Dirks and said, hey, check these out. And I did. And Dirks gave them to me, and they're freaking awesome.
Well, it's good to see, because Ken's a good dude, so I'm glad that you didn't kill him or impale him or anything like that.
Yeah, we tried, but he's a squirrely one. He's really greasy. Can't get a good grip on him. Slipping out. Short little fella, too.
No, yeah. Well, we're all short compared to you, man.
Well, yeah.
No, what do we should know? So you play this mainly throughout the night, or do you? I know that you have a second guitar.
Yeah, I do.
This
is my custom, which also has custom Fishman influences in it. But yeah, this is the PT custom, custom finish. Which actually, I was just starting to cool down, so I hadn't gotten to this really cool shade of blue yet.
Yeah.
So I did a transitional one in between the red and blue. But yeah, it's kind of the main thing on this that I've been using Amptone XY MIDI pads in most of my guitars, which is actually, and then I have the CME wireless MIDI.
Okay.
Which talks to my rig through this guy, and also sends out wireless MIDI to my pedal board. So, but it's a MIDI controller that controls two different parameters at once.
Wow. So I know that you had mentioned you played a V for a while. You got the different shape we just looked at. What do you think about the T style here? How have you enjoyed that body shape?
It's surprising how much I really love the PTs, the Telecaster shape, because it's such a non-metal shape.
Yeah.
Normally I've played spiky guitars or tiny little guitars in the early days. I was playing Steinbergers. But yeah, this is probably the most just standard looking guitar that I've played in my career. But I love it. Like, the neck on these things is amazing.
Was it your idea, or was it Schecter? Was like, hey, check out one of these PTs.
Actually, I ordered one because I've always, since I saw the original PT, Pete Townsend playing, that's where I first heard of Schecter.
Oh, yeah.
Was like the Eminence Front video, seeing Pete Townsend playing, and Dolltry was holding a black PT. I don't know how much he played it in that video. That's where I first heard of Schecter, and I always wanted one of those Pete Townsend Schecters, and finally got one, and then I got a custom one, and awesome.
It's funny because they have like such a history now with modern rock and metal, but they started out doing custom stuff, and then like you said, Pete Townsend, and I know Mark Knopfler was known for his pickups in the 80s and 90s. So yeah, it's interesting Schecter's trajectory. Tell me about your rig, because both times we had talked to you previously, or your slave Mike, I'm sorry, Dirks, you kind of had the Mesa Boogie. You were running like a hybrid rig. To me, it looks like you got full digital with some pedals as
it's
well.
It's still somewhat hybrid, but at the core of it is the Fractal FX 3.
Tell me about it.
As I guess talked about last time, I've been using Boogies since the Scumdogs album. I got a quad preamp and just always used Boogies. So, but actually when I tried the Fractal and just plugged my preamp sounds into it, the Boogie ones, it came up pretty damn close, and it's just so convenient. Because I've got giant, massive hooves. If I try to use pedals, I end up smashing them instantly. So I've got all of this as being, all my switching is done through Ableton.
Okay.
And we're playing along the click tracks, and it'll just switch to my lead sounds without me having to touch anything.
Nice. What is the Fractal kind of, when it comes to amps, what is it modeling? Is it modeling
it's
like
still modeling
Mesa?
The tri-axis or... Yeah, the tri-axis preamp.
Yeah, what did you like about those, you know, the tri-axis for so long? You had that for decades.
I actually really love the convenience of having that digital control over a tube amp.
Yeah.
which what I loved about the Triaxis preamp. And then this takes it, you don't have the real tubes anymore, but you have a really good simulation of it. And
being able to
not only do the boogie amps, but switch over to a Fender or a Marshall or any other boutique amp you want to is pretty incredible.
And then 2014, you had, I think the rundown with Mike and our old friend Steve Cook was that you had the hybrid rig, and then it also was running like two parallel signals with two amps. Like you had basically two amps.
Yeah.
And you had just gotten the Fractal, I think at the time was the 2XL. I think you said 3 days before tour.
Yeah, that's right. So I was still, I think, using the Triaxis.
Yeah.
I didn't quite trust the digital yet.
So is this like just kind of one amp, or are you kind of still doing the double amp setup?
It's
within it, the Fractal.
There are times when I'll use dual amps, but most of the time it's just one model. And then I'm running two different pedal boards. This is kind of more my mad scientist board because it's got the momentary stuff in it.
Okay.
So in the end for America Must Be Destroyed, I'll come over here and do all the crazy just making noise stuff.
Yeah, these boxes here definitely are those with the Maris stuff and definitely the Death by Audio.
Yeah, actually we're working, hopefully next year, working with Death by Audio on the Disemboweler pedal.
Awesome.
Which, actually, I don't... I think of an inline that's not turning, so... It is. It's got like an echo blast in it that's got an expression control on it, so you can do those kind of helicopter, the butthole surfers helicopter noises.
Yeah.
With a foot pull, foot control. And then it's also got a, just a really gnarly digital fuzz synthesizer with two oscillators on it. With one of the oscillators is also controlled by expression pedal.
Yeah, the Ollie and those guys over there at Death by Audio are wild. They're awesome. Yeah. What are you using the Moog for? The Moog?
Yeah, the Theramini. It's a mini Theremin that I'm using as an expression pedal because, like, as I said, my boots make normal expression pedals kind of hard, so I have it set up to, let's see. So that's kind of a whammy.
Yeah.
But I've got it also for, like, for mix control and effects, like I can bring stuff in and out.
Oh, that's
with
cool.
The neck of my guitar instead of having to use a expression.
How did you figure that out? Is like a workaround?
I just noticed that there was an expression out on it.
So what's in the bottom drawer down here, Balsack?
Oh, I got a Chaos Pad, which is tied to the wireless MIDI in my other guitar, so I can actually play synth lines or put a, I also use the looper in the Chaos Pad a lot, so I can grab notes and just loop them and play with them with the effects with the pad. I've also got a Earthquaker data corruptor. It's just a nasty box.
Yeah.
And an organ pedal for a couple songs. I play organ parts. It's the Electro-Harmonic, the B9 or which
C9.
One? G9. Okay, it's their second organ pedal.
Gotcha. And the one thing I wanted to bring up, I know again in the 2014 rundown, you kind of had a 412, the crank, with kind of essentially two 12s inside of it. Are you running kind of a similar setup within the Fractal for what we're hearing out in front of house, or is it just one kind of speaker?
It's two bogeys, a slant and a straight, and I think he's got them panned left and right.
Okay.
Just using two IRs for stereo.
Well, Balsack, I really appreciate your time. I'm going to get out of here. I think we're going to talk to Casey because Beefcake's too cool to talk to us, but I appreciate your time.
All right,
later. All right, last but not least, we are joined by Casey. Casey looks after Beefcake's gear. Casey, you are the servant of the Beefcake, the bass lord.
Always at his beck and call, yes.
Well, speaking of beck and call, you have a new signature for him.
I do. Well, it's...
Yeah. I shouldn't say new, but it's...
No, it's new. It's just brand new. And oddly enough, it's called the Casey Orr Beefcake bass.
Wow.
So that's how highly he thinks of me.
That you is.
Know? I mean, that's why I'm not all bruised up. He treats me pretty well these days.
You know, that's a remark because Balsack has a signature guitar, and I don't think he has Mike Dirks involved in the name.
I don't know why that is. He should.
Yeah. Bunch of assholes.
I lucked out.
Yeah. Well, you must be doing a good job. Tell me about his bass.
This is a Schecter bass. It is the Casey Orr Beefcake bass. It's basically the pickups and the electronics are the same as the Riot 4, which I've been playing for the last 6 years.
Yeah.
It's the body style is the Nikki 6 body style, but it's thinner, it's lighter, it's got a much thinner profile neck, 24 frets, kill switch, and basically just, you know, volume for each pickup and equalize, you know, tones. I usually keep everything up except the mids. I kind of scoop. But other than that, it's just a solid Thunderbird-esque kind of bass. It's really comfortable. It sounds really good. I think it's one of the best basses I've ever held. And I'm stoked to be with Schecter. They're really, really fine instruments, and they treat us really well.
Yeah. What's been your kind of connection with the shape? I know that previously you've had other, Beefcake's had other brands, but the shape has kind of always been the same or the same, similar.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's been four Beefcakes.
Yeah.
And so there's been different, you know, basses throughout the year. But when I started out, I was playing a band called Rigor Mortis. I was playing speed metal, and I had a Ibanez Destroyer and a Gibson Explorer, and I always liked the Explorers, and I've always liked the Thunderbirds. I've got two Epiphone Explorer Pro 4, Thunderbird Pro 4s, and I love them. And this is a lot like that. This is, like, this compared to the Nikki 6 bass is like comparing the fat, heavy Gibson Thunderbird with the Epiphone Thunderbird 4 Pros. So it's a lot thinner and lighter. But I've always liked the body style.
Yeah.
Now, Ballsack started playing Explorers, so I kind of had to not play Explorers. But this is a good middle ground. And it's real comfortable. I like it a lot. I'm really stoked to be playing it.
What do you dig about the EMGs?
They're just tried and true. I mean, you know, they're loud and they're punchy. I'm not a super gearhead. I like it loud and gritty and then loud. But yeah, these are great. They're loud pickups. They're a lot of punch. I'm really used to these pickups because I've been playing the Riot 4.
Oh yeah.
So this is basically the neck profile and the body thickness and the pickups and electronics and all that are basically the same in this bass.
Okay.
Like the Nikki 6 bass is a PJ's configuration, and so I customized this one with that setup. So they're very similar, except this body's a lot longer. So if I have to switch from this to that, it's like down here.
Do you notice anything different when you're like going for that low note because of the kind of the thrill
of
the neck?
When I got it, the strap pin was there, and the other one was here. And so I was like playing it in rehearsal. I was like, that was great. And then I got in costume the first show and the body's over here. And I'm like, So the next day I changed these out and I brought it in. And then I changed this out so it would tilt back a little, because I'm a fat man, and it tended to want to do that. So now it sits pretty good. It doesn't nosedive like it did before. So that was really the only thing I had to change on this at all. But it's super comfortable. I mean, as far as the way it is now, I mean, I can, you know, reach everything and plays really fast. Play a lot of fast stuff in Guar. So.
And then the other part of the equation is behind us here is this dark glass.
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, this year we went without cabinets out of necessity for one show, but we were already on air. So I was like, I'm old school. I was like, I want amps behind me. You know, I was reluctant to even get on ears, but they were on ears when I came back this last time, so I had to. And we had to ditch our cabinets for one show and realize we can't really tell the difference. So we've just ditched our cabinets altogether. And I'm going completely direct. I basically bass wireless to my tuner. Got the good old tried and true
TU-3
here. And then going through a dark glass of Alpha Omega Ultra. I was using the Sans Amp VT bass, Sans Amp. And I was gifted a dark glass pedal, so I've always wanted to try one. And it really just gave me that extra missing link to my sound, that just that extra like fuzzy punch So, and our front of house guy, Bobby Phillips, man, he dials all this in and gets a really great sound out front. And that's it. It's that simple. I can throw this and this in a backpack and play anywhere. So it's just, that's my whole rig now. It's got a lot of this kind of hissy grunge to it. And then Bobby works this magic out front. And when I hear it, what he's doing, it's just like, it lays right in the pocket and it fills in everything. It sounds great. I love it, man. It's just, it's exactly what I was looking for. You know, the VT is great because it's got the mid, so you can kind of scoop the mids out, which I like to do. And then this just gave it that extra sort of character, you know, that I was kind of missing. So that's it, and that's my rig, man. Tuner and a dark glass and the wireless and my bass.
Well, hell yeah, Casey. Yeah. I appreciate your time, and we'll get out of here.
Cheers.
I appreciate you. You guys keep watching Rig Rundowns, and come check out Guar before they kill us all.
Yes.